Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, for this new day you've given to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we were lost through Adam, but thank you, Jesus, you came to bring us back, to restore us. And thank you for your wonderful disciples. I think of John that came to the realization that even after you paid the price for our sin and you rose, that you were a living presence with them, leading them on into life and life in abundance. I think of his wonderful words, what we have seen and heard, we declare, and our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And so he could also say, the darkness is passing away and the light is already shining. And I thank you, Father God, for what we're reading about now, a brother, a disciple. Not the original disciples, but a disciple that heard the gospel, was touched by the gospel, and then came and drew close to the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you drew close to him to give this beautiful narrative of the gospel according to Luke. So I thank you, Lord, as Luke had a purpose and a destiny that was laid out for him. And this happened in drawing close and listening and fulfilling your beautiful word of making Jesus known. And I thank you also, Father God, that you have taken hold of our lives so that we can make you known according to the unique destiny you've written out for us in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Luke, being a physician, learned the need to exhibit compassion and mercy towards others. It comes through in every chapter. Luke's gospel is perhaps the most compassionate and love-filled account of Jesus' life ever written. Luke shares Jesus' teachings on prayer, forgiveness, and our obligation to demonstrate mercy and grace in dealings with others. Luke provides us with rich details of Jesus' love of children and the forsaken. Luke writes about Jesus' ministry to women 24 times. This was somewhat controversial in the culture of his day. In fact, Luke uses an alternating narrative of one story about a man and the next story about a woman. Luke begins with the story of Zechariah, then moves to Mary, a focus on Simeon, then on Anna, the Roman centurion, then the widow of Nain, the Good Samaritan, then Mary and Martha. This pattern continues throughout his gospel.
Hallelujah. So here we can just see, you know, when we, like Luke, look towards the Lord and draw close, he draws close to us. And as Luke had a unique destiny laid out there, we have got the unique destiny that we lost in Adam is now available to us in our fellowship with the Father and Son and the saints. And these are saints, the disciples, the apostles, the original disciples, and then Brother Luke here as well, drawing close, finding life, and then working together with the Lord. He labored not in vain. And so we also, guys, take hold of these wonderful truths and hear what the Spirit has to say to you and arise and shine, for your light has come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.